This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. The U.S. Vice President arrived in New Delhi this morning on a four-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav at the airport in the national capital. Mr. Vance was also accorded the ceremonial guard of honor. Soon after arrival, Vice President Vance visited the Akshardham Temple in the national capital. He is also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra. This is the first visit of the U.S. Vice President to India, which will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that India is setting new benchmarks in governance, transparency and innovation. He noted that the country has undergone transformative changes over the past decade and is no longer solely focused on growth, but is also establishing new standards in these areas. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing civil servants on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi. Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south.
तेजी से बदलते समय में हमें ग्लोबल चैलेंजेज पर भी गहरी नजर रखनी है. फूड, वाटर और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी, विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए ये बहुत बड़ा संकट है. लंबे समय से चल रहे संघर्षों के कारण कई देशों में हालात और मुश्किल होते जा रहे हैं. इसका असर लोगों पर पड़ता है, रोजमर्रा के जीवन पर पड़ता है. हमें आगे बढ़ना होगा.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. During his visit, the Prime Minister will tour a factory and interact with the Indian workers stationed there. Saudi Arabia ranks as India's fifth largest trading partner, while India holds the position of Saudi Arabia's second largest trading partner. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government's vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047 encompasses improvements across sectors impacting women, the impoverished, youth and farmers. Addressing the Indian diaspora in United States today, the minister said India has become the fastest growing economy driven by the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the stability provided by a continuing government. In Jharkhand, around 8 Naxals have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the foothills of Lugu Hill in Bokaro district today. Talking to Akashwani News, State Director General of Police Anurag Gupta said the operation was carried out by a joint team of police and paramilitary forces. We have a report.
8 Maoists, including top 3 Naxalites Prayag Manji alias Vivek, a Maoist with a reward of Rs. 1 crore, Arvind Yadav alias Avinash Da from Bihar and Sahib Ram Manji have been killed during the encounter held between security forces and Maoists in Lugu Hills in Bokaro district today morning. The forces are conducting search operations in all possible Maoist hideouts. DGP Anurag Gupta has warned the Maoists to surrender themselves at the earliest under Jharkhand Police surrender policy. In a social media post, Home Ministry has also applauded significant success of the forces to uproot Naxalism. Mentioning about today's Bokaro encounter, the ministry reiterated its commitment to eliminate Naxalism by next year. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Pope Francis passed away today at the age of 88 following a prolonged illness. Throughout his 12-year papacy, he endured various challenges with severe complications arising in recent weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of Pope Francis and conveyed condolences to the global Catholic community. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heatwave conditions to prevail over central India during the next 5 days. According to the IMD, heatwave conditions will likely be over East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till the 25th of this month. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 855 points to close at 79,409. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 274 points to settle at 24,126. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.